Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Sergio Bosco, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Thursday, April 18, 2024, with news, with sports, with music. And we'll have the return, fortunately, of the DX supplement produced by Arnaldo Slain. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Both ways are okay for sending reception reports if you are a DX. This show in English is aired Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time. The frequency is 5850 kHz. You can also listen to us via internet on rai.com.ar and via our app for mobile devices, Digital RAE, that you can download for free. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. The government intervenes in the private health business to curb price rises. President Milei asked his Brazilian counterpart Lula for a bilateral meeting. For Minister of Economy Luis Caputo, inflation will continue to fall. The CELAC, Latin American and Caribbean bloc, condemned the raid on the Mexican embassy in Ecuador. New lithium mining complex to be inaugurated in Argentina. Sports: River and Boca clash on Sunday for the League Cup quarterfinals. And these are the news. Argentine President Javier Milei has requested a bilateral meeting with his Brazilian counterpart Lula da Silva. According to local media reports, Foreign Minister Diana Mondino delivered a letter with his request to his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira. Mondino thus closes a visit of several days to the neighboring country, where she held several meetings with officials and business people. The trip aims to put behind him frictions generated by some of Milei's statements during the electoral campaign, in which he stressed his ideological differences with Lula. Let's recall, for example, that before taking office, he had called the Brazilian a communist and corrupt, and the latter, in turn, refrained from attending the inauguration of the Argentine leader. In the meantime, Chilean President Gabriel Boric said he considered ended the rift with Buenos Aires over the alleged presence of Hezbollah in the Transandean nation. In his social networks, Mr. Boric informed he accepted the apology of Security Minister Patricia Bullrich. Let's recall that in the context of the Israel-Iran crisis, that Argentine official had assured that the Lebanese militia had been detected in the city of Iquique in North Chile, but this was categorically denied by the local authorities. The security ministry later reported that Bullrich had called Santiago to explain her remarks and apologize. The government ordered HMOs to lower their prices and to increase their fees only according to the official inflation index. The Casa Rosada reported that the prepagas, as they are known in Argentina, will have to roll back their fees to what they were charging back in December, and the court will be asked to force them to reimburse their members for the amounts they overpaid. Prepaid health insurance companies have increased their fares around 150% on average since the inauguration of Javier Milei, whose administration decreed the end of price controls in the sector. HMOs, for their part, claim that the fees were out of date due to inflation, which exceeds 200% a year in Argentina. Industry sources quoted by Ámbito Financiero newspaper warned that without these increases, the private health system could collapse in 60 days. Argentina's finance minister Luis Caputo assured in Washington that inflation will continue to fall in Argentina. He did so when he spoke at the International Monetary Fund's meeting. Caputo insisted on the slowdown in inflation that has been observed, according to official figures. In this context, he listed 25% in December, 20% in January, 13% in February, and 11% in March, always according to the Indec Statistics Agency. The minister recalled that several economists had predicted even higher inflation. He also defended massive cuts in public spending carried out by the Milei administration to achieve a fiscal balance at all costs. Before the IMF assembly, he remarked, "The most important message I want to convey is that we are not going to abandon these policies come what may." In relation to cuts, representatives of public university education were received in Congress to report on the situation of the sector. Before the lower house education committee, they denounced a crisis in state-funded universities across the nation. It is worth mentioning that a few days back, authorities of the University of Buenos Aires, the country's largest, warned that they only have a budget to function until June. In that context, in the School of Medicine, there are several sectors in the dark to save electricity, and the use of the elevator was limited to people with reduced mobility only. The CELAC bloc of Latin American and Caribbean countries condemned the invasion of the Mexican embassy in Ecuador. The group's summit concluded with an expression of support for Mexico, whose government, let's recall, intends to take this case to the International Court of Justice. Representatives from Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Cuba, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Saint Vincent and the Grenadines all participated in the online meeting. In this context, Bolivian President Luis Arce said, "We are in solidarity with the people and the government of Mexico." And he added, "We are also going to support this demand to set a precedent so that this never happens again." On April the 5th, let's recall, Ecuadorian police raided the Mexican embassy in Quito to arrest Ecuador's former vice president Jorge Glass. The latter was convicted of corruption but denies the charges and claims to be politically persecuted, for which he requested and obtained asylum in the diplomatic mission. A new lithium mining complex will be inaugurated on July 3 in the province of Salta, Argentina's northwest. It will be the fourth operation of this sort in Argentina, which has one of the largest reserves of this mineral. The Centenario Ratones project required an investment of $800 million. This was announced by the company in charge of it, Eramine Sudamericana, according to which the annual yield will be 24,000 tons per year. So far, there are three lithium establishments operational in the country: Fénix in Catamarca, and Salar de Olaroz, and Cauchari de Olaroz, both of them in Jujuy. It is worth noting that the Centenario Ratones compound will be the first operational in Salta. And now, sports. There will be a Super Clásico again this Sunday between Boca and River after the 1-1 draw of last February. It will be at 3:30 p.m. Argentine time, that's 6:30 p.m. UTC time, and the game will be held at the Mario Kempes Stadium of the city of Córdoba in the quarterfinals of the League Cup. The other quarterfinal matches will be Argentinos Juniors Defensa y Justicia, Estudiantes Barraca Central, and Godoy Cruz Vélez. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, the DX supplement on RAE, but before that, let's enjoy a little bit of Argentine-made reggae with this group called Sumo and this song, che me pisen, let them stamp on me.
Man, I ain't no Rastaman come to town. I come with me bandera now. Take it down, say.
Glad to be bringing you once again the DX supplement after this brief hiatus of I think it was 5-6 weeks without it, but now fortunately things were arranged and Arnaldo Slaen is producing this great content that is awaited and expected by many regular listeners of RAE, the DX supplement with shortwave listenings that are put together in this weekly supplement that I'm going to go over now. with the first country being Alaska, well, not the US, but in particular Alaska. There is a religious shortwave station called KNLS broadcasting from Anchor Point, and we need to report that one of its transmitters is offline for technical reasons temporarily. Transmitter number one is off the air, and this affects broadcast in Chinese. The broadcasts in Chinese are off the air for this station. The frequencies are 11,875 kilohertz, and the program in English for this station, KNLS, is also offline because of the malfunctioning transmitter number one. The English language program is usually at on 9,580 kilohertz. That being informed, let's move on to South Korea to talk about operational stations, to actual radio hearings that you can make. We've got an utilitarian South Korean station, HLL2, which, according to the Worldwide Marine Radio Facsimile broadcast schedules, is broadcasting maps and schematics through the so-called WeFax maps, and the frequencies used are 3,585 kilohertz, 5,857.5 kilohertz, 7,433.5 kilohertz, 9,165 kilohertz, and 13,570 kilohertz. Speaking about actual radio, from South Korea, there is a propaganda station called Voice of the People that can be picked up in Latin America around 9:30 UTC time on the frequency 3,480 kilohertz. But it broadcasts on a parallel with several frequencies, namely 3,910, 3,930, 4,450, 4,560, 6,520, and 6,600 kilohertz. Conversely, from North Korea, targeting South Korea, there is a station called The Voice of Hope. Voice of Hope broadcasts on 3,985, 4,885, 5,995, 6,250, 6,350, and 7,720 kilohertz. There are several clandestine stations broadcasting from South Korea to North Korea. We'd like to mention Voice of Freedom, that was picked up a few days back in Buenos Aires around 10:30 UTC time with very intense jamming. That's intentional interference that is produced by the government in Pyongyang to prevent these broadcasts reaching the North Korean population. National Unity Radio broadcasts from Taiwan, targeting North Korea also on the frequency of 7,340 kilohertz on around 12:15 UTC time. And finally, in the Middle East, there are two stations operated by the American government. Mashal Radio on 12,130 kilohertz, broadcasting through the retransmitting site of Kuwait. The broadcasts are in Pashto language and they target Afghanistan. They were picked up between 04 and 1300 hours UTC time. And this station was also picked up on 15,365 kilohertz between 7 and 10 a.m. UTC time. The other propaganda station operated by Washington in the Middle East is Radio Farda, broadcasting in Farsi to Iran through the retransmitting site of the VOA, the Voice of America, in Al-Shara, always in Kuwait. Radio Farda can be picked up in Persian language, broadcasting 24 hours, 24/7, on the frequencies of 5,860 kHz and 9,370 kHz. I'm very happy that we are having again the DX supplement. I'm very pleased that Arnaldo Slayen is producing it weekly once again. This was the DX supplement of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, produced by Arnaldo Slayen, Kind 73.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, Mieseo Shizie.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, Sekai ni mukete, Arzenchin.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, folks, and before signing off, there is time for one more track, and it's going to be Putita, Little Bitch. There's no other way to translate this. Bye, Babasónicos.
Ya sé.
al mundo. RAI Argentina hacia el mundo.
RAI Argentina vers le monde.
RAI Argentina to the world.
RAI 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
La RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. The government intervenes in the private health business to curb price rises. President Milei asked his Brazilian counterpart Lula for a bilateral meeting. For Minister of Economy Luis Caputo, inflation will continue to fall. The CELAC, Latin American and Caribbean bloc, condemned the raid on the Mexican embassy in Ecuador. New lithium mining complex to be inaugurated in Argentina. Sports, River and Boca clash on Sunday for the League Cup quarterfinals. This way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio. This show was operated by sound technician Sergio Bosco and hosted by yours truly, Fernando Farias. The program airs Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time on the shortwave frequency 5850 kHz of Miami Radio International WRMI. You can also listen to us on internet, rai.com.ar, or via our app for digital and mobile devices, Digital Rai. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.